The National Broadcasting Company brings you another in a series of general discussions by that noted woman commentator and former foreign correspondent, Dorothy Thompson. Miss Thompson.
In the midst of an enormous number of rumors, most of them unconfirmed, a few positive sources of information are at our disposal. These, they're rather dry to read, are first, the text of the British White Paper on the correspondence with the German government over Poland. Secondly, the text of Prime Minister Chamberlain's statement in the House of Commons yesterday. Third, the text of Hitler's address to the Reichstag yesterday. Fourth, a synopsis of the speech of Prime Minister Chamberlain before the House of Commons today. The British White Paper is an amazing document. It gives the entire exchange of correspondence between Mr. Chamberlain and Hitler and the texts of verbal communications made by the British ambassador in Berlin to Hitler and Hitler's reply previous to the German attack on Poland. This white paper makes it clear that the British Prime Minister from the beginning has insisted that Britain stands behind her pledge to Poland, insisted that Germany and Poland must negotiate matters between the two nations as equals, and that the British government was ready to assist in creating conditions in which such negotiations could take place, but that those conditions would necessitate a truce. Hitler, in replying, unrolled innumerable questions, including that of colonies, which he relinquished, and including pledges of his desire for the warmest friendship with England. The German communications contain numerous attacks on Poland, but never come down to an answer to the specific standpoint taken by the British government. On the contrary, Hitler's notes say that there is no room for doubt as to the fact that understanding cannot be bought at the price of any renunciation of vital German interests. In document 5, which is Hitler's reply to the second letter from Mr. Chamberlain, the German government says that it is unable to bind itself, and this is very important. It's unable to give guarantees or participate in guarantees regarding Poland without the Soviet Union being associated with those guarantees. In this same note, the German government asks the British government to see that a Polish emissary with full powers is dispatched to Poland to arrive on Wednesday. The German government, the note says, will then draw up proposals for a solution and submit these to the British government before the arrival of the Polish negotiator. The next item is a telegram from London to the British ambassador saying that it's unreasonable to expect that the British government can produce a Polish plenipotentiary in Berlin on such short notice. This was presented to Mr. Hitler with a note from Sir Neville Henderson, the British ambassador, saying that the British were advising Warsaw to avoid frontier incidents and begging the Germans to send similar instructions to Danzig. A follow-up telegram again urges Sir Neville to make it clear that the Polish government can only be expected to maintain restraint if the German government reciprocates. And in yet another telegram, sent the same day, Wednesday, the British government protests that the demand that a Polish representative come to Berlin to receive the German demand is unreasonable, the demand in the time set. This telegram asks Sir Neville to suggest to the German government that it adopt the normal diplomatic procedure and, when its proposals are ready, pass them to the Polish ambassador for transmission to Warsaw and invite suggestions for the conduct of negotiations. The British government also asks the German government to communicate the proposals to Britain. On the same night, still Wednesday, a formal reply of the British government to the German government sums up and elucidates the British government's position taken in the telegram. Now, what happened then is this, that instead of communicating the proposals to the British government, the German government released them by radio and followed that up by a note to Great Britain accusing the Poles of being unwilling to negotiate. That was on Thursday. This note, for the first time, formally presented either the British or the Poles with the 16 proposals. Telegrams of instruction from the British government to Sir Neville Henderson on Thursday say that the Polish government are taking steps to establish contact with the German government through the Polish ambassador in Berlin. And they ask, the telegrams ask, whether Dr. Karl Burkhardt, the League of Nations commissioner for Danzig, might be employed to bring about a truce in Danzig, where the Nazis, according to the British, were committing acts of sabotage. The reply to this came yesterday from the German government, and the reply was in the form of Hitler's speech, a accompanied by an attack on Poland by air and from four directions on land. The last communication of Sir Neville to the British government, which was sent out very late on Thursday evening, was that the Polish ambassador was not received by Herr von Ribbentrop, the German foreign minister, until late Thursday evening, and that the Polish ambassador then, late that night, had tried to get into contact with Warsaw, but was unable to do so because all means of communication with Poland had been closed by the German government. This truly remarkable correspondence indicates that the Polish ambassador was never given even an opportunity to receive the proposals and transmit them to his government before